الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وأزواجه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، we praise Allah تبارك وتعالى abundantly, and we ask Him to exalt, dimension, and grant peace, and send His salutations upon the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu salam, his companions, wives, and all those who follow them on their path of righteousness until the end of time. In our last session, we were discussing some of the aspects of Tawheed al-Uluhiyya from the book of Kitab al-Tawheed with the Sharh of Shaykh al-Fawzan, hafizahullah. And the Shaykh was addressing the issue of the similarity between the Kuffar and the Mushrikeen of old and those of today, and that the concept of Shirk is unified. It may manifest differently in different times and different ages, but the concept is one. And it has been summarized in two of the ayat of the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, the claim of the mushrikeen, إِنَّمَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ لِيُقَرِّبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفًا. Verily, we are only worshipping them so they may get us closer to Allah. This is their claim and this is their allegation. And Allah Azza wa Jal rejected that. And the other claim is, وَقَالُوا هَؤُلَاءِ شُفَعَاؤُنَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. These are our intercessors and our intermediaries with Allah. And in both cases they are lying, because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has already addressed the slaves by saying, Ud'uni astajib lakum, call on me, I will respond to you. Wa idha sa'alaka 'ibadi 'anni fa inni qarib ujibu da'wat ad-da'i idha da'an. And if my slaves ask you concerning me, then verily I am near. I respond to the supplication of the one who invokes when they do so. So Allah already negated the idea of people being intermediaries between Himself and His creation, and He gave the creation this direct connection. The Shaykh went on to say, وَكَذَلِكَ عُبَّادُ الْقُبُورِ الْيَوْمِ. Similarly, the grave worshippers today, they say, يَقُولُونَ لَا تَذَرُنَّ الْحَسَنُ وَالْحُسَيْنُ وَالْبَدَوِي وَهَؤُلَاءِ لَهُمْ فَضْلٌ وَلَهُمْ مَكَانًا اذْبَحُوا لَهُمْ وَانْذُرُوا لَهُمْ وَطُوفُوا بِقُبُورِهِمْ وَتَبَرَّكُوا بِهِمْ لَا تَذَرُوهُمْ لَا تُطِيعُوا هَؤُلَاءِ الْجُفَاةِ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى تَرْكِ عِبَادَةِ الْقُبُورِ وَلَا يَعْرِفُونَ حَقَّ الْأَوْلِيَاءِ. This is what they say in this day and time. They say, do not abandon the people of old, the people of Nuh. لَا تَذَرُنَّ وَدَّنْ وَلَا سُوَاعَ وَلَا يَغُوثَ وَيَعُوقَ وَنَسْرَ. And today they say, do not abandon Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn and Al-Badawi and others. Abd al-Qadir al-Jilani, rahimahullah, even though he's one of the ulama of the Salaf and one of the righteous scholars of Islam. And he was upon Tawheed, calling to Tawheed, and he was on sound Aqeedah. Yet today they ascribe to him things and they worship him as an idol besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and he's free from that. But that doesn't harm him. The same way the Prophet alayhi salam was the master of those who call to Tawheed, and people worship his grave today. Now, so they say these people have a virtue and they have a status, a particular status. Sacrifice for them and make vows for them and circumambulate their graves. يعني طواف, go around their graves. وَتَبَرَّكُ بِهِمْ, and seek blessings through them. Like a blessing. You touch him and something good will happen to you. Do not abandon them and do not obey those who are, let's say, we can say they are rigid concerning them. They're speaking about the people of Tawheed. The people who, according to them, they don't give the awliya their due right. They don't treat the awliya the way they deserve to be treated. So they claim. So they claim that anyone who's upon Tawheed is in essence against, the one who's against Tawheed, or the one who's upon Tawheed must be against the awliya. Is this true? The one who maintains Tawheed, does that mean that he's against the awliya of Allah? No, these are the awliya of Allah. The people of Tawheed are the awliya of Allah. أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَهُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Who are they? الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. If anyone has belief and has taqwa, he's a wali of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and that wilaya will vary according to the iman and taqwa of the individual. Do we believe in karamatul awliya? Yes, we do. Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe in the karamat of the awliya, that Allah Azza wa Jal will make extraordinary things happen at the hands of the righteous slaves. But we have to differentiate between awliya al-Rahman and awliya al-Shaytan. Because both, it could be tricky for the one who doesn't know. If you go on YouTube now, you'll see some of these Sufis in their circles, he will stab himself with a knife in his head. Yani, you will think someone will die. Or they will put some sword through his neck going out from the other side. Or some rod. Or he will stab himself in the stomach. Yani, the average person would die. And he will do this while dancing around and saying, Allah, 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 Allah yahdik taban. And they will do this in a group of people. And you will say, oh, mashallah, this must be a big wali of Allah. This is a big wali of the shaitan. Doesn't mean that he's a wali of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Because this is all nonsense. Is that how the Sahaba behaved? Did the Sahaba run around in circles, dancing and jumping and remembering Allah in this fashion? It's ridiculous. Men and women mixed together, break dancing. You should see the one with the break dancer. You know, yani Allah, if you see it, you will fall on the ground laughing. He coming doing all this, you know, break dancing move, and the Sufi Sheikh is telling him, yeah, they all got excited. Say, this guy's got skills. He's not your average dancer, man. He gave it a special flavor to the Sufi dance, you know? So you look at these and say, Yani, you automatically know that this is not the people, awliya al-Rahman. However, we have issues. Umar radiallahu anhu screaming to the people, to the commander of the army, and he heard them from Allah knows what distance. Told them, be careful, hide behind the mountain, something along these lines. And other karamat which Allah Azza wa Jal gave and continues to give the righteous slave of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But you need a scholar to be able to tell you who's what. نعم الشيخ said الوتيرة واحدة مثل قوم نوح. Then it is the single, it's a single concept, a single process, just like the people of Nuh. لا تذرن آلهتكم, do not abandon your gods, and do not abandon ودا ولا سواعا ولا يغوث ويعوق ونصر. These are the names of the idols whom they worship in besides Allah. Turn it off, يا مصعب. الحاصل أن النوع الثاني هو توحيد الألوهية. The Sheikh رحمه الله حفظه الله and رحمه الله said that the second kind then is the tawheed al-uluhiyya, wa huwa ifradu Allah ta'ala bil ibada wa tarki ibadati man siwa, which is to single out Allah in worship and to abandon the worship of anyone besides Allah. Wa hadha huwa alladhi ba'atha Allah bihi ar-rusul, and this is exactly what Allah has sent the messengers with. This is the core of the message of the mursaleen. Wa anzala bihi al-kutub, and this is the core of the message of the scriptures which were sent down as well. كما تقرؤون في هذه الآيات التي سمعتم وكما في قوله تعالى وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون أي ليوحدون. I did not create the jinn and the ins except for that ibadah. This is the main purpose of creation. Everything else is a byproduct or is secondary to this main purpose of life. ما قال إلا ليقر بأني أنا الرب. The ayah did not say, I only created them for them to acknowledge that I am the Lord and Master. لِأَنَّ هَذَا مَوْجُودٌ وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ يَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتِ. Rather, the other ayah, and verily we have sent amongst every nation a messenger saying to them, worship Allah alone and abandon, avoid, stay away from false gods. ما قال أن أقر بأن الله هو الخالق الرازق. It did not tell them, admit and affirm that Allah is the creator, the sustainer. That was not the message. أن اعبدوا الله واجتنبوا الطاغوت. That was the message. Not just believe in Allah, but believe in Allah by worshipping Him alone and avoiding false gods. Without that, no one, the person cannot be a muwahid. And if anyone claims otherwise, then he has claimed that Iblis is a believer. And actually, those people who have a problem in understanding Tawheed al-Uluhiyya, some of them went to the extent of claiming that Iblis is a muwahid. Iblis is a believer. Iblis, the mudir of the shayateen and the people of hell, the leader of the kuffar, they say he's a muwahid. Why? Well, he believes there's Allah. Did he not believe? He believed in this sense. He was up there worshipping Allah with the malaika. He believes in qadar, he believes in malaika, he believes in the books and the scriptures. If you want to understand belief as that, this is called acknowledgement. It is acknowledgement. And we said acknowledgement does not mean belief. You may acknowledge something, but it does not impact you. Someone tells you, there's a tornado outside. Okay, and if you go outside, you will die, 100%. So you acknowledge that, and then you go outside. Did that benefit you? That acknowledgement, did it benefit you? No. When does it benefit you? When it prevents you from going out. Otherwise, acknowledging is insufficient. Iblis acknowledged, but when commanded to prostrate to Adam, his kufr came out. قَالَ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْهِ خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ طِينٍ. I'm better than him. You made me out of fire, and you created him out of clay. Basically, as the scholars explained, basically he was telling Allah, how could you give me, how could you ask me to do something like that? You see what I'm saying? If your boss, let me just give you an example we can relate to. Your boss at work tells you that I want you, you know, I want this person is going to be your supervisor from now on. And you say, no man, I'm better than him. I'm better than him. I started here 3 years ago. He started here 2 years ago. What are you saying, in other words, to the boss? You don't know how to manage this thing, huh? This is a foolish request. This is a foolish, obligation. How are you asking me to work under him when I have more experience than him? The bottom line is, we don't only look at your rejection, we look in the context of your rejection, you're accusing the mudir of not being able to adequately manage his business. Therefore, you are more intelligent than he is. Therefore, his perception is wrong because he gave him superiority over you. And in your mind, he doesn't know what he's doing. You should be the one on top. He should be working under you. You should be the supervisor. So at the end of the day, you think you're better than that manager. Your understanding is superior to his. This is the problem of Iblis. The problem of Iblis is that he was accusing Allah of giving him wrong instructions. How could you tell me to prostrate to Adam? I'm better than him. This is the kufr, even though he acknowledged that Allah Rabbul Alameen. See the point? Very critical. نعم. لأن هذا موجوده وحده لا يكفي. So this is there and it's insufficient to claim that to simply affirm Allah's rububiyya. وهذا النوع توحيد الألوهية جحده المشركون. This kind, which is Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, it was denied by the Mushrikun. Now, why does it say Mushrikun and not Mushrikeen? Who's studying grammar here? Any Arabic, not English grammar, of course. Anyone studying Arabic grammar? Aywa. The term may be a little complicated for some of us, nominative. Can you just tell us what that means in simple words? Huh? Subject, which means what? That what is it called in Arabic? Khabar. Ya Sheikh. Fa'il. You have fa'il, fa'il and maf'ul bihi. So simplify life. The verb, the subject and the object, if you want to translate it English grammar. Otherwise it's the doer, the action, the doer and the one upon whom the action is falling. Right? And the principle in Arabic is the subject or the doer is always in the state of marfu', which is either dhamma if it's a singular or alif if it's a muthanna, sahih? Sah? Or ya alif if it's a muthanna and waw if it is jam', jam' mudhakkar salim. And if it's a jam' taksir, ay qama ar-rijalu إلى المسجد ضمة also. If it's جمع تكسير it's also ضمة. كسرة if it's منع الالتقاء الساكنين but it's ضمة as well. So that's why you will find in the Quran, you hear Muslimin, Muslimun, Mushrikeen, Mushrikun, Kafirin, Kafirun. And you may wonder why it's wow here and yeah there. And the reason why is the sentence or the word, the place it falls in the sentence decides how it ends. The meaning, however, is identical. It's the same meaning. It would only vary grammatically. So جحده المشركون, because they are the subject of the verb. The verb is جحده, and the ones who did that are the مشركون. Therefore, مشركون, not مشركين. وهم أكثر أهل الأرض في قديم الزمان وحديثه. And the مشركون are they comprise the majority of the people of earth back in the days and in recent times. Yani it's always been where the mushrikeen are larger in numbers than the mu'mineen. Sahih? Are you sure? Yes. Even at the prime of Islam, when it was spreading all over, still, the majority of the people in the world were mushrikeen. In the Arabian Peninsula, Islam was dominant. Alhamdulillah, until the Prophet ﷺ commanded that anybody, any Jew or Christian will be exiled and will be, vanished from the land or banished from the land. I'm sorry. Only Muslimin were allowed to remain in the Arabian Peninsula. But in the rest of the world, in the Middle East, different places, they've always lived there. In Egypt, the Coptic Christians, they've always lived there. So the Kuffar are the majority. أبوا أن يتركوا آلهتهم. أبوا, they refused to abandon their objects of worship. ويفردوا العبادة لله عز وجل ويخلصوا الدين له ويخلصوا الدين لله. And they rejected to single out Allah in worship and to be sincere to Him in their religion. زاعمين أن هذه الوسائط وهؤلاء الشفعائي يشفعون لهم عند الله, claiming that these intermediaries and these intercessors will intercede for them with Allah. وأنهم يقربونهم إلى الله, and that they will get them nearer to Allah. وأنهم إلى آخره, and so on and so forth, that their claims and their false claims. زين لهم الشيطان أعمالهم فصدهم عن السبيل وكانوا مستبصرين. The shaitan has beautified for them their deeds, and he prevented them from the path. He hindered them from the path, even though they had full insight. They had the vision, they had the understanding, the message was clear for them. But yet they rejected it, ظُلْمًا وَعُلُوًا, as a means of oppression and seeking, to be arrogant and prideful in the land. النَّوْعُ الثَّالِثُ, which is a very critical kind of tawheed, and of course we've, alhamdulillah, covered a whole book on this category of tawheed, which is al-aqidah al-wasitiyah li Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah with the sharh of Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen alayhi rahmatullah. Alhamdulillah, the book has been concluded, and I think it's around 240 audio files, more or less, or maybe less, I don't remember. Anyways, you can go to onewaytoparadise.net, www.onewaytoparadise.net, and there's an aqidah tab, and you can download all of the MP3 classes and listen to them while going to work and coming back, because they cover all the matters of the Asma and Sifat. And it's, MP3, it's easy, convenient, and on the go, instead of listening to something else, unless you listen it to something more beneficial or the Quran. In which case, don't worry about these classes, but it's good to be familiar with the Aqidah of Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. But we will address some of it now, so don't worry. توحيد الأسماء والصفات, the توحيد of أسماء, which are the names, and صفات, the attributes or the qualities. بمعنى أننا نثبت لله سبحانه وتعالى ما أثبته لنفسه أو أثبته له رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من الأسماء والصفات. Which it basically boils down to this: we affirm what Allah عز وجل affirmed to Himself, and what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam affirmed to Allah in regards to the names and attributes. من غير تحريف. تحريف. Who can translate تحريف? I'm sorry. Okay. Can you give me a single word? Manipulation. MashaAllah, Huraira. Good, but how about a simpler word? It begins with the letter D. Distort. Distort. Tahrif, to distort. Distortion. من غير تحريف ولا تعطيل. What is تعطيل? This is now a translation class. It's good. Maybe one day you can make a lot of money, by the way. Translators get paid an arm and a leg. Okay, you translate one page for a couple of hundred riyals, you'd be living off of that. So, you know, this is good. It could help you in the dunya. Huh? تعطيل. They say in the Quran, وَبِئْرِ مُعَطَّلَةٍ. تعطيل is when something becomes dysfunctional. In other words, is to deny the effectiveness of something. So the usual translation is deny. تعطيل is to deny. من غير تحريف ولا تعطيل ومن غير تكييف ولا تمثيل. من غير تكييف. تكييف يعني مكيف. Without air conditioning? لا. Make sure you don't use that translation. Even though تكييف, by the way, it means that. It could mean that. But why was it called anyways air conditioner or air conditioning or air condition? Because it conditions the air from hot to cool to, you know, whatever. You actually change the temperature, so it's a conditioning the air. That's why it's called an air conditioner. So to condition something, it comes from the same actual word. There's a relation between them. Takif is the condition of something or the manner in which something is or the howness. That's the invented English word. It doesn't exist in the dictionary. We've only invented it for aqidah purposes. Howness. Huh? Takif, meaning the manner. Wala tamthil. Tamthil is to liken or resemble. To liken something to something or to resemble something with something. على حد قوله تعالى ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. This is all as per the understanding or the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal. There is nothing like unto Him, and He is the all-hearing and all-seeing. Okay, so based we are getting this whole concept, which is believing in what Allah affirmed to Himself and what the Prophet ﷺ affirmed to Allah and the Sunnah, and we do so without doing any tahrif. Or any ta'atil, or any takif, or any tamthil. All of this is understood from one ayah. Of course, many other ayat, but this one ayah summarizes the whole thing. There's nothing like unto Him. فَنُثْبِتُ لِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَ فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا وَذَرُوا الَّذِينَ يُلْحِدُونَ فِي أَسْمَائِهِ سَيُجْزَوْنَ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. So we affirm to Allah the names, as Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the Quran. And to Allah belongs al-asma'ul husna, the most beautiful names. So call on Him by those names, and leave and avoid and abandon those who commit deviation in His names. Verily they shall be recompensed for what they used to do. Yulhidun. Nowadays you say that the technical translation of ilhad is apostasy or is agnosticism or atheism. Mulhid is someone who doesn't believe in the existence of God. But in this particular ayah and in the usage of the Quran, ilhad is to deviate from the path. Like when Allah Azza wa Jal said about those who in the haram, that whoever intends any dhulm with ilhad, then verily he will be given or be made to taste a severe punishment. So it's to deviate from the path of righteousness and uprightness. وَكَذَلِكَ الصِّفَاتِ. This is regarding the asma, the names. The same goes for the attributes themselves. نَصِفْ لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ بِمَا وَصَفَ بِهِ نَفْسَهُ. We ascribe to Allah and we attribute to Allah what He attributed to Himself. أَنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ. That Allah is all-knowing. وَأَنَّهُ رَحِيمٌ. And He is all-merciful. وَأَنَّهُ سَمِيعٌ بَصِيرٌ. And He is all-hearing and all-seeing. يَسْمَعُ وَيُبْصِرُ. He hears and He sees. Now what did Allah Azza wa Jal say to Musa and Harun when He sent them to Fir'aun? When Allah sent them, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was worried about the butch of Fir'aun. Ay, قال لا تخافا إنني معكما أسمع وأرى. Don't be afraid, don't fear, I am with you, أسمع, I hear, وأرى, and I see. ألم يعلم بأن الله يرى لا تدركه الأبصار وهو يدرك الأبصار والله بما تعملون بصير. And the ayat are abundant, all of them revolving around the fact that Allah Azza wa Jal sees and He hears. And you know, in Surah Al-Mujadila, in the beginning, that Allah Azza wa Jal sami'a the speech of the one who argues with you in regards to her husband, and verily, and Aisha radhiallahu anha said, Subhanallah, I am nearby, I'm close to the Prophet alayhi salam, with the same hujra. And ba'adu hadithiha yakhfa alayhi, some of her speech I'm unable to hear. And Allah revealed that Allah was hearing the whole conversation between the lady who came complaining to the Prophet alayhi salam about the mistreatment of her husband. So Aisha radiallahu anha was next to the Prophet alayhi salam, could not hear part of the conversation, and Allah heard the whole thing. Obviously, Allah hears everything all the time. وَيَعْلَمْ وَيَرْحَمْ, and He knows and He shows mercy. وَيَغْضَبْ, and Allah becomes angry. Allah becomes angry. And notice that the verb used here is the المضارع, the present tense. يعني it, when the slaves do something which bring about Allah's anger, Allah becomes angry. This is from the الصفات الفعلية لله. This is, we will learn these inshallah, or you will learn them if you listen to the Aqidah classes. These are the action attributes of Allah, which are basically because of something. You do something, Allah يرضى عنك, Allah will be pleased with you. Or we do something, Allah يغضب عليك, Allah will be upset or will be angry with this person. So these are the sifat which are conditional to the situation. There are others, as-sifat al-dhatiyya, which do not change and are irrelevant. Like Allah Azza wa Jal descending at the last third of every night. We don't know of a reason. This is this Allah Azza wa Jal. This is what He does, and this is what we believe. Ala kulli hal, we will discuss that as the time goes, inshallah. وَيُعْطِي وَيَمْنَعُ, and Allah grants and He prevents. Allah grants, يُعْطِي, or He gives, if you want another word, وَيَمْنَعْ, and He withholds or He prevents. وَيَخْفِضْ وَيَرْفَعْ, and Allah will raise certain people and He will lower others. And who can give us an example where Allah Azza wa Jal raises certain people? I want an ayah where Allah mentions رَفْعْ. لا بل رفعه الله إليه. You're speaking about Isa. No, it was Isa. Hey, come on, hey. You guys are twisted today. Change the ayah and change the Rasul, come on. لا إله إلا الله. شوي يا جماعة. Either way, that's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for something else. I'm not looking for the physical ascending or ascendance of Isa to the heavens. I'm speaking about certain people and qualities. يرفع الله الذين آمنوا منكم والذين أوتوا العلم درجات. Allah will raise those who believe amongst you and those who were given knowledge in degrees. يرفع الله. Allah will raise. So يرفع ويخفض. صفات الأفعال. All of the attributes of action, the action attributes. وصفات الذات كذلك, and the personal attributes as well. أن له وجها سبحانه. You know, this is the hot stuff. This is the unless you're on the right aqidah from before you enter the class, this is usually the moment you will be traumatized. If you had been brainwashed all your life with another aqidah. For many Muslims here in this, don't worry about the brother, the class is here. For many Muslims, when they hear this for the first time, who have not been trained or introduced into the proper aqidah, this is mind-blowing. Because we've been taught, at least speaking about myself, when we were taught, whenever there was something that had to do with Allah, it was definitely the Ash'ari aqidah. most of the Muslims, illa man rahim Allah. You find that the people in the kingdom are an exception to the rule. Because in the madaris, in the schools, the books of Tawheed are taught. And these matters are addressed. The rest of us who come from different places, primarily, either we were not taught religious studies in school, and if we were taught, it was the aqidah of the Asha'ira. Which is, don't even think that Allah has a face. It doesn't mean face. It means something else. And don't think Allah has a hand. It means something else. Don't think Allah has a foot. It means something else. And the list goes on and on and on. It's a taboo to even say this. But this is the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. This is the aqidah of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam. We say this 100%. There's no debate in that. There's no arguing in that. Because it is inconceivable that Allah Azza wa Jal will reveal this deen and leave the matter of aqidah ambiguous. Leave the matter of aqidah disputable. It's not. Only those who misunderstood something with good intentions or those who are upon some weird intentions are the ones who deviate. I'm saying this because we have some of the ulama who are يعني, sound but had some errors in this aqidah when it came to the names and attributes of Allah. Rahimahumullah. Or the people who are just off the path, like the rest of the Asha'ira and the Mu'tazila and the Jahmiyyah and the people of today and of old. So we believe that Allah has a face. وَأَنَّ لَهُ يَدَيْنَ And Allah has two hands. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَنَّ لَهُ صِفَاتُ الْكَامِلَةِ And Allah has all the perfect attributes. نُثْبِتُ لِلَّهِ مَا أَثْبَتَهُ لِنَفْسِهِ We affirm to Allah what He affirmed to Himself. أَوْ أَثْبَتَهُ لَهُ رَسُولُهُ مِنْ صِفَاتِ الذَّاتِ وَمِنْ صِفَاتِ الْأَفْعَالِ Or whatever the Messenger Muhammad عليه السلام affirmed in regards to the personal attributes or the action attributes. وَلَا نَتَدَخَّلُ بِعُقُولِنَا وَآرَائِنَا وَأَفْكَارِنَا Very critical and very important point. And we do not interfere in this regard with our intellect or our opinions or our thoughts. Because this is where the deviation takes place. This is where the deviation takes place. If everyone were to think, wallah, it doesn't sound logical to me, ya Shaykh. So khalas, I will reject it. And so he takes away 25% of the aqidah because it was what? Illogical to him. The one next to him says, wallah, 50% ya akhi doesn't make sense. So he will cancel 50% of the aqidah. The one next to him, wallah, 75% of it doesn't make sense according to his brain, if he has any. And then as you make it to the end of the row, you will find that this person at the end doesn't believe in anything. Wallah, because his brain didn't understand it. Taima, hal the aqidah came for according to your brain? La, the aqidah came so that your brain will adapt to it. You have a fitra which will guide your brain. If your brain is going to guide your fitra, you will go astray. If your fitra is going to guide your brain, you will make it. You will make it. And a logical proof, hundreds of logical proofs can be given in regards to this issue. It's not like we lack logic. Don't misunderstand. The Shaykh is not saying that we shut down our brain and we pretend to be stupid and then we say, okay, sami'na wa ata'na. This is not what is intended. What is intended is that we use our intellect to understand it as per the sound fitrah, which we were born and created with. Not that we will not use our brain. But if one's brain is going to reach the extent wherein he will reject the explicit ayat and the ahadith, then his brain should be shut down. And should be imprisoned. Because it is a criminal brain. And this is exactly where the problem is. The people who fail to understand, therefore reject. And this is not a foundation that we even accept worldly. In the worldly life, we don't accept this foundation. If a company comes up with a new rule, and this rule is for the benefit of the company, and then the adherence to it is relevant to the employee's understanding, no company will be able to succeed or prosper. Wallah, five employees says, Wallah, ya akhi, this doesn't make sense. Khali wali. Li. They change the time from 8 to 5 to 7 to 5 or 7 to 4. Why? They have another branch of the company in some overseas country. And there's a time difference between them that 1 hour will allow them to be working hand in hand with the other company in the other country. The company, the head, the one in charge, he knows that. He tells the employees, maybe without any justification, he doesn't explain. The working hours change from 8 to 5 to 7 to 4. Five employees, wallah, this doesn't make any sense, ya akhi. This is khalas. What company is going to function if the employees are left for their own understanding? No company will function. What are you supposed to do as an employee? Adhere. Then if you use your brain, you will use your brain to ask the mudir. May I ask you, why did you change the time? Oh yeah, sure. So we can be, you know, such and such. Ah. Oh, now I understand. But earlier you thought you understood. And you would argue for days that you were right and he was wrong. But that shows you human brain deficiency. Therefore, we cannot use this brain to figure out everything in the matters of the aqidah. Allah has a face. Wallahi, but ya akhi, ma fi ya akhi. Allah has a face. كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. You have no dispute in this. You cannot say anything about this ayah. It's explicit that the face of your Lord will remain, which is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You say, but we have faces. طيب. And you have a face? Yes, I do. Does an ant have a face? Yes, it does. Does a mosquito have a face? Yes, it does. Like, is your face like the mosquito face? Say, la, we're different in many ways. You know, my face has ABC and I have a beard. The mosquito doesn't have a beard. It has something else to sting me with it. So look, if between two creation of Allah, a mosquito and a human being, we have a huge, vast difference in the word face, then what do you think the difference would be between the creation and the creator? Big deal. We have many faces. Facebook. Look at the difference between your face and Facebook. Both of them have the word face in them, but there's absolutely nothing common between the two. Then the word itself may generate many meanings. It does not mean that they are identical. So we believe Allah has a face which befits His majesty, subhanahu wa ta'ala. A face unlike all other faces. Why? لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. But can I imagine it? No, you cannot. Why? Because there's nothing like Allah. And when you imagine based on a pre-existing image in your mind, which you build on it. And I will give you this example because I want to deliver this message يعني, clearly. طيب. Okay, here we go. I've done this before. Maybe you guys haven't been to this. This is crazy. But pay attention, huh? Let me just explain to you how we understand the idea there's nothing like him, or the concept of something that you've never seen anything like before. Okay. Let's say I come to this class and I tell you that I have with me a balili balulu. Balili is like that, hummus, huh? Mashi halak. Come up with another word. Karkur karkur. Have you ever seen karkur karkur? Have you seen it? If I told you this karkur karkur is big, when I say it's big, each one of you now visualized big according to his own way. For somebody, big is like helicopter. For another one, big is like mountain. For another one, big is like a planet. For another one, big is like a phone. Each one had the word big itself. There's no way that two of you thought exactly the same big. This is only the word big. And if I tell you other words, beautiful. Type, you will think this beautiful and he will think it's beautiful. This is one kind of idea. I will continue it later. Let's go back a step. Let's say you all have a Samsung phone. The Galaxy S2. Mashi? Maybe some of you have it, huh? Good choice. You have the phone. If I told you, let's say you've never seen the S3. But if I came and told you, yeah, Captain, did you see the S3? You say, no, I have not seen the S3. Describe it. So I will tell you, okay, just think of your S2, but it's a bigger screen. So what are you going to do in your mind? In your mind, you have the S2 image, and you build another one next to it, you create another one next to it with a bigger screen, slightly bigger screen. I say it's dark blue or pebble blue. It's no longer black. So depending on your conception of blue, you will think of a blue color. It's rounded on the corner. It's no longer square. This is a di'ayah for Samsung, huh? You now it's all rounded. So you will start to create. Now assume you've never seen it. If I describe, all of you had an S2, and I described to all of you the S3, and I told you different things that are new to it. Do you think it is possible that any two of you will have an identical perception of the S3? No. Do you think any one of you could possibly had thought of the device exactly as it is in real life? No. When I show it to you, you'll be like, oh, I was thinking something else. When you said bigger screen, I thought note size. The note 2 size, the note 1 size. I did not think of this size. You will only realize it once I show it to you, say, okay, now I know what it is. So this is when you have something which you've seen like before, yet you are told to imagine, you will still fail in your imagination because words can be interpreted in many different ways and we imagine things differently. But if I told you the, what was it, karkur? If I told you it's big, it's nice, it's expensive, there's no way you will ever get to know what it is because you've never seen anything like it. You tell me, what is it like? Is it like a phone? Say no. Is it like a car? No. Is it like a mountain? No. What is it like? I don't know. There's nothing like it. So no matter what I describe to you, no one will be ever be able to really imagine it properly. Why? There's nothing like it. You've never seen anything like it. Now this idea, bring it to this aqidah. There's nothing like Allah. You've never ever seen anything like Allah. So when we say Allah has a face, on what basis are you thinking of a human face? Who allowed you to think of a human face? You don't have the right. And if you think of a human face, you're committing what? Shirk. Because you're giving Allah a face that is not His. It's your own imagination. And if we say hands, it's the same thing. So whatever we wind up imagining, it's false. We're attributing to Allah something which doesn't belong to Him. So then we're not allowed to do it. But does that mean we go to the extent of denying what Allah described Himself with? No, you don't have the right to do that either. Because He said He has a face. So we affirm the face and we deny the image. We deny the idea. This is the difference between Islam and Christianity in this sense. Because the Christians will tell you that God has a face too. But then they will draw the face for you. They will draw Him. They will tell you Jesus is God. Or they will come up with the father image. So the Christians actually give the Creator a human form. We do not say Allah is a human being, subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not say that Allah is a human being. Is that clear? Did that example clarify it for you? Are you able to explain this to someone else? You don't have to use, you know, karkur. You could think of your own word. This is any word you invent just to give them something that they've never seen before. Barakallahu feek, Shaykh Abdussalam. Jazakallahu khairan. Hafizakallah. طيب So how did I get here? أيوة ونقول هذه الصفات أو هذه الأسماء موجودة في البشر. So we do not interfere with our intellect, with our opinions, or with our ideas. And we say, والله, these attributes and these names exist among the creatures as well. فإذا أثبتناها شبهنا. So if we affirm them, then we are likening Allah to His creation. كما يقوله المعطلة, as those who the deniers do. بل نقول إن لله سبحانه وتعالى أسماء وصفات تليق بجلاله سبحانه وتعالى. We say rather that Allah Azza wa Jal has names and attributes which befit His majesty. Very beautiful. Very beautiful. The names and attributes of Allah befit the greatness of Allah. Allah is so great, so are His names and so are His attributes. We are so deficient, so are our names and so are our attributes. So where is the point of comparison? There's none. Because ours are created, Allah's are not. Ours are deficient, Allah's are not. They're perfect. So there's no ground for even comparison. You know, they say apple to apple. You have to have, no, not apple. Why apple? We need to change this example. Orange to orange. Okay, because apple is getting too much advertisement that it doesn't deserve. Nobody got that one except Abdus Salam. Come on guys, apple, iPhone, never mind. Anyways, أسماء وصفات، نعم، تليق بجلاله سبحانه وتعالى. وللمخلوقين أسماء وصفات تليق بهم. And the creation have names and attributes which are befitting for them. So Allah has His own and the creation have their own. والاشتراك في الاسم. What does that mean? الاشتراك. What does اشتراك mean? Huh? لا. شرك is to associate. I want اشتراك. I'm being a little technical for a good reason. Close. I want يعني الاشتراك. الاشتراك في الاسم. Here, yes. I mean, but what is the in? لا لا. The أيوه, the similarity or the commonality. This is the word I'm looking for here. I mean, I know some of these words have hundreds of words which you can use. I'm not saying they are wrong. But some words have a specific meaning in a specific context, and you cannot use them. This is why you cannot refer to Sheikh Google in your translations. Huh? Specifically, if the company gives you a position where you have to translate some material, you think you're a genius, so you go to the Google and you put some sentences in Arabic, he gives you the English or vice versa, you end up with a disaster. This is why there's a big sign in one of these places in Jeddah that says, murder chicken. They translated al-dajaj al-madhbuh, huh? Dajaj madhbuh, was slaughtered chicken. They translated as murdered chicken. You know, there's a criminal going after, they're searching for the chicken, and you know, sniper to shoot and kill the chicken. This is murdering someone, and they want to use the word dhabh, which is to slaughter. But Google doesn't understand these differences. He's going to give you the first word that comes to mind, and so you have now a big sign that says at murder chicken. Of course you're not going to get the chicken from there, because there's a criminal case behind this. This chicken may cause you problems at home. But these are people that use Google. Don't use Google, man. He doesn't know what he's doing. You may use him for one word, and I prefer that you use wordreference.com. There's a website called Word Reference. It's a single word, wordreference.com. It's a much better website for translating word for word. But don't you use Google, ماشي, specifically in translation. So here, al-ishtiraku fil ism, here the commonality or the similarity is only in name. Meaning that insan, what does Allah say in the beginning of Surah Al-Insan? فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. In reference to who? Us, human being. Who remembers the first ayah? هل أتى على الإنسان حين من الدهر لم يكن شيئا مذكورا إنا خلقنا الإنسان من نطفة أمشاج نبتليه فجعلناه سميعا بصيرا. Allah speaking about insan, سميعا بصيرا. And what does Allah say about himself? سميعا بصيرا. So a human being is hearing and seeing. Allah is, where's the commonality between them? Only the word. Only the word that we use in the word sami'an basiran for Allah, and we use in the word sami'an basira for the creation. In terms of the actual attribute, are they the same? No. Why? Ours are created, Allah is not. Ours are deficient, Allah isn't. يعني sami'a, you hear. طيب, put your fingers in your ear. Can you hear anything? No. Can you hear what's going on in the next masjid? Can you hear what's going on outside? No. Type vision. You have a vision. Put your hands in front of your eyes. Can you see what's beyond your hands? Can you see beyond the wall? No. So we have the name, the concept of it, in a minimized fashion, if I may say. However, Allah Azza wa Jal, He hears everything everywhere all the time simultaneously. And He sees everything everywhere all the time simultaneously. So what is the common between them is the name. But the essence of the attribute, vast difference between Allah's and the creations. أو الاشتراك في المعنى. Or the concept or the similarity or the commonality is in the meaning the idea behind it, a concept of it, the concept or a segment of it, not the essence of it, not in the ultimate sense. لا يقتضي الاشتراك في الحقيقة. This does not mean that they are actually similar or common in essence. خذ مثلا Al-Jannah. For example, Al-Jannah. فيها أعناب وفيها نخيل. In Jannah there are grapes and there are palm trees. كما ذكر الله وفيها رمان. Like Allah mentioned, there are pomegranates as well in Jannah. وفيها أسماء الجنة. وفيها أسماء موجودة عندنا في الدنيا. And there are other words which Allah mentioned in the Jannah which we have in the dunya. We have nakhil and we have rumman and we have shajar and we have anhar. We have all of the things, araik, all of the things Allah mentioned in Jannah, we have them in the dunya. لكن ليس ما في الجنة مثل ما في الدنيا. However, what is in Jannah is unlike what is in the dunya. Has anyone seen the couch in Jannah? No, but do we call it couch? We call it couch, and the lousy one you sit on with a cockroach, you know, somewhere inside is also called a couch. I hope you don't have a cockroach. But anyways, if you don't clean it often, then you will get some insects up in there. But we call it still, in spite of its lousiness, we call it a couch. And the ones in Jannah are called couches. We use English words. You want to use another one. Surur. على سرور متقابلين. Beds. You have a bed in the dunya and bed in the akhirah. But no one has seen the bed in Jannah. Therefore, no matter what imagination we apply, we will fail in depicting the actual image or the actual essence of the bed in Jannah. But are we using the same word? Yes. Is the meaning also the same? Yeah, it's a bed here. You're reclining on it here and you will recline on it there. But how about the essence? You cannot come close to the essence. Why? There are two different natures. أبداً نعم ليس النخيل التي في الجنة مثل النخيل التي في الدنيا. The palm tree in Jannah is unlike the one in the dunya. الرمان ليس مثل الرمان الذي في الدنيا. The pomegranate is not like the one in the dunya. وإن اشترك في الاسم والمعنى. Even if they have there's a commonality between them in terms of the name and the concept. كذلك أسماء الله وصفاته وإن اشتركت مع أسماء المخلوقين وصفاتهم باللفظ والمعنى. The same goes for the names and attributes of Allah. Even though they may be similar to those of the creation in terms of the name and part of the concept and the concept itself. فالحقيقة والكيفية مختلفة. The essence and the manner are two different things. They're totally different. لا يعلمها إلا الله سبحانه. None knows it except Allah سبحانه وتعالى. فلا تشابه إذن في الخارج والواقع أبدا. فلا تشابه إذن في الخارج والواقع أبدا. So there really isn't any commonality or similarity between them in terms of the essence. لأن الخالق سبحانه لا يشبهه شيء. Because the creator, the sublime or glory be to him, there's nothing like unto him. ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. You have to memorize this ayah, Surah Ash-Shura, ayah number 11. Or it's actually half of the ayah, or maybe even quarter of the ayah. Surah Ash-Shura, ayah number 11. ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. This is the hujjah against all of the mubtadi'ah, from all of the deviant groups. Those al-mu'attila who deny, we use this ayah to affirm, السميع البصير. And those who do tahrif, we use it against them, or tashbih, we say, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. There's nothing like unto him, سبحانه وتعالى. وَلَا يَلْزَمُ مِنْ إِثْبَاتِ الْأَسْمَاءِ وَالصِّفَاتِ التَّشْبِيهِ كَمَا يَقُولُ الْمُعَطِّلَةُ وَالْمُؤَوِّلَةُ. And there's no necessity that there should be a similarity in the essence if there's a similarity in the meaning or in the words, as the mu'attila, the deniers, and mu'awwila, the false interpreters claim. وإنما هذا من قصور أفاهم أو ضلالهم ورغبتهم عن الحق. This is only the only reason why they came to this conclusion, either because of lack of understanding, or because of their deviance, or because they are, uninterested in the truth. Uninterested in the truth. وإلا كل يعلم الفرق بين المخلوق والخالق. Otherwise, everyone knows the difference between the creator and the creation. سبحانه وتعالى كما أن المخلوقات نفسها فيها فوارق. The same way the creation themselves have differences, as I mentioned earlier. فليس مثلا الفيل مثل الهرة والبعوضة أبدا. The elephant is never like a cat or like a mosquito. Even though we say leg and face and stomach and we use the same words to describe a cat and an elephant, but the reality of them, there may be nothing common between them. This is among the creation. وَإِنْ اشْتَرَكَتْ فِي بَعْضِ الصِّفَاتِ. Even if they have some commonalities in some of their qualities. البعوضة لها سمع مثلا والفرس له سمع. The mosquito hears, has some hearing ability, and the horse has some hearing ability. البعوضة لها بصر. The mosquito has some form of sight. والفيل والفرس لهما بصر. And the elephant and the horse have some form of sight as well. هل يقتضي هذا أن تكون البعوضة مثل الفيل أو الفرس؟ Does that make the mosquito like an elephant or like a horse? Absolutely not. لا. وإن اشتركت في الأسماء فلا تشترك في الحقائق والمعنى. So even though it may be common in terms of the name, it is not common, or there is no commonality in regards to the essence and the meanings. So inshallah, with this we will conclude the desk, because Isha's adhan is in a few minutes, and I want to give some time for those who may need to renew their wudu, such as myself. And inshallah ta'ala, if you all remain alive and healthy in the upcoming weeks, we will continue, or there will be Hajj, I guess. So we'll continue once you receive the SMS. Once there's a class, inshallah, you'll receive the SMS bi-idhnillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala. Jazakumullahu khayran wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad.